This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, October 18th. Well, we had a pretty decent week last week, led by Minneapolis, which is not a big surprise, but it was definitely the best performer of the wheat space. It was up 22 cents on the week, whereas Kansas City was up 6. Chicago was just unchanged. Soybeans were down 25, corn down 5. So Chicago feeling some of the pressure from the drag on corn and soybeans. We had a supply-demand report last Tuesday, which gave us more bullish numbers for wheat, but gave us some bearish surprises for corn and soybeans. And those two markets have struggled to regain that upward momentum, especially with the negative numbers from USDA and also the harvest going on. It's difficult to see that those markets are really going to get some traction here in the short term. We are seeing some harvest delays from weather, so that would probably help support the market somewhat, but it does look like it's going to warm up quite a bit and dry down, at least in the short term. In the weather forecast, the 6 to 10 day has much above normal temperatures for all across the southern and central plains, and then up into the northern plains and northern Midwest as you get into the 8 to 14 day. In the 8 to 14 day for rain, we've got pretty good rains across the northern plains and then up into parts of the Midwest. We might continue to see some harvest delays down the road, but it does look like we'll get some open weather here and we can resume corn and bean harvest. We should be approaching toward the tail end of harvest in much of the major parts of the Midwest, and that should help alleviate some of the harvest pressure on prices as well. World prices for wheat also mostly higher. Russia actually, which tends to be the leader in setting world price, was unchanged at $317 per ton. Ukraine was up 3 at 310. France offers at up 3 at 325. Argentina was up 2 at 292. U.S. soft red wheat at the Gulf up 5 at 322. Hard red up 1 at 336. So pretty much across the board, we're seeing an increase in world prices, except in Russia, surprisingly. The Russian export tax, however, continuing to move higher for wheat for the time space of October 20th through the 26th. We have wheat at $61.30 per ton. That was up $2.60 on the week. Corn at $48.40 per ton, up $1.20. And barley's at $45.90 per ton, up $3.50. So the Russian export tax is pretty onerous, but they are still managing to be competitive in the world market. Egypt, a couple weeks ago, bought 240,000 tons of wheat. 180 of that went to Russia. Last week, Egypt was in the market, but then they canceled the tender because they felt prices were too high. And that was part of the pressure that we saw on Wednesday. But the market snapped right back on Thursday and Friday, regaining those Wednesday losses plus some, and world prices continue to move higher. So Egypt may have boxed itself in with that cancellation, as obviously prices reacted initially, but they didn't step in and offer another tender. Now prices are notably higher than where they were in the initial tender last week. So it's not helping that Egypt is slowing down their purchases, which is not unusual to see buyers do this. As prices move higher, they're going to balk at those higher prices. They'll cancel their tenders. They'll wait to see if the market pulls back, and it doesn't. So then suddenly they find themselves short bought. Then they need to come into the market with more aggressiveness at higher prices, which continues to propel those prices higher. That's a typical demand response to higher prices because of a supply shortage. And we're not going to see an increase in supply, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, obviously until next June at the earliest. The Southern Hemisphere harvest is going. We're going to see pretty decent sized crops out of Australia. And I think probably an average crop out of Argentina, maybe slightly less. The issue with Argentina is they've got some GMO wheat that was seeded, and keeping it separate from the regular wheat is going to be a challenge for them. We're still waiting to hear what Brazil's decision is on allowing Argentine wheat into their country. My guess is that they will just put the leave the responsibility to the private buyers as far as ensuring that GMO wheat stays out of the mix. That's going to fall on Argentine's export industry to do that. It's going to be difficult to do it. So this is an interesting storyline that could have huge implications in the world market. If private buyers start rejecting Argentine wheat, they're going to have to go somewhere else, and that leaves the United States, Russia, and Ukraine. Russia's been barely keeping in the mix as far as price action, and the United States hard red winter wheat supplies are declining quickly. And it's I think it's one of those situations where now it's getting pretty late to buy more winter wheat acres, hard red winter wheat in particular. So it's if Argentina's wheat starts to meet resistance in the world market, it really paints a very bullish picture for the rest of hard red winter wheat across the globe. So very interesting dynamic is going on in the wheat space. Just waiting to see what certain decisions are, but I think a lot of private buyers are just simply not going to take the risk of buying Argentine wheat. And that would likely mean that poorer countries would buy the Argentine wheat likely at a discount, but it will get consumed somehow, maybe go in the feed channel. But nevertheless, in the bigger picture, it is a bullish development if the private buyers start rejecting, or any buyer starts rejecting, Argentine wheat. So moving forward, we probably will stall out, probably meet some resistance from the Southern Hemisphere harvest. That's a soft white wheat coming out of Australia. That's the primary wheat that they export. And of course, Argentina, like we just talked about, is hard red winter wheat. It remains to be seen where that wheat is going to end up. But the bigger picture is the wheat is in a bull market. The major exporters' supplies have dropped significantly, in particular for spring wheat, and then right behind that is hard red winter wheat. But that just, I think, paints the picture of a bull market that will just continue to work its way higher. Minneapolis, of course, is just slowly and quietly, almost every day, putting in new contract highs, and I see that continuing. I don't, you know, obviously we're not going to get any more spring wheat for several months. We have to buy more spring wheat acres. They're going to be competing with corn, soybeans, barley, oats, anything else at canola that's grown across the northern tier up into the Canadian prairies. So facing a lot of competition for acres as we get into next spring. I still continue to think that Minneapolis probably puts in a major high in early May as it attempts to buy those acres, along with other crops as well. Winter wheat likely would peak out about that time following spring wheat higher. Just depends on what kind of weather we get as you break dormancy and get into the growing season in April. But if you have any hint of issues with production for hard red winter wheat in particular, that likely takes the market higher into early May as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.